We're going to share with you what God has laid upon my heart. I'll try not to tarry long in the book of St. Luke, in the 14th chapter. Do a little reading. I appreciate the presence of the Lord. Appreciate everything that He's done for me in my life. Though we make many mistakes and though we come short a lot in our life, He is a merciful God. He is one that looks beyond all our faults and loves us anyway. And I love my God tonight. And I appreciate Him and appreciate everything that He does for me. And I just want to do my part. I'm not up here to do anything other than what He would have me to do. I'm not up here to take up time or to do anything other than His will in my life. So as we read tonight in the 14th chapter, we'll start in the 7th verse. And He put forth the parable to those which were bidden, when He marked how they chose out of the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee, and him come and say to thee, give this man place. And thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit in the lowest room. And when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted, that he may say, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. So we need to encourage. We need to lift up those and be in the presence and worship with others and eat meat together. I know we spoke about in the last message that we were talking about being able to partake of meat together, something that was good, something that was fruitful, something that when we ate of it that was good, something that when we ate of it that we would be able to bear fruit, something that would make our witness good. And I thought about this, that when we begin to be humble, we're in a low place. And then I thought about where it talks about friend to go up higher. That in the beginning position that we start out low. And then I read that scripture that talks about he that is starting out in the higher position shall be brought low. That he that tries to be up in the higher place to begin with shall be brought down to the bottom. And I thought about that, and we try to come in and we have everything already on our mind and come in with everything with our mind in the clouds, if you will. Have you ever heard that expression? We come in with so many distractions and we're way up here somewhere and we have everything that's trying to distract us. Everything in the world is trying to bring us away from where God wants us to be. And it seems like that it's so hard for us to be able to be focused. So hard for us to be able to get there. Does anybody understand where I'm coming from? And it seems like that if I can get to a place where I can be humble before God. Seems like if I can get to a humble place before Him, if I can be humble, Jason, get to a place where I can just get down and repent and get out of the clouds and let Him clear my vision, then I'm able to understand in a greater way what God wants for me. Then I'm able to understand the things that some things that I'm partaking of I might shouldn't be. Then I'm able to understand that when I'm in a lower place, that I'm able to climb back up higher. That if I start out in the lower place, then friends, we can able to climb back up higher and partake of more spiritual things. You see, if we all start out together humble, if we all start out together and grabbing together, worshiping together in that spirit and working together and digging in the ground and breaking ground together, fire, coming in with broken, contrite spirits and working in that Holy Ghost, we'll be able to climb up higher. Therefore, when we break the ground, people come in and need help, and we'll be able to help them. Who are we going after? Let's read on. Then he said also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, nor thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. I thought about that for a while. It's real easy for me to call the people I know and get them all together for a little shindig and be real comfortable in those circumstances. But you know, when it comes right down to it, the ones that I'm the most comfortable with, if something goes wrong, they'll be the ones that I'm the most afflicted with, or they'll be the ones that'll call back on me and need something back from me, just like that. In other words, we got to be able to know that sometimes we're not going to be able to depend, not going to be able to have one another in that moment. Now, church, I know that I want to be able to bank on the fact that Brother Benny's going to be here next Friday, and that when he comes in, I'm going to be able to bank on the fact that when he gets up, he's just going to be able to rise up and bless me with his testimony. But there's no guarantee that he's going to be here to bless me. There's no guarantee in that. So can I base all my blessings and my lifting up and encouraging on the fact that he's going to be here? Should I base everything on the fact that he's going to recompense me? I can't base everything that's going to be on my plate, everything that I'm going to dine on Brother Benny. Should I? I can't base it on that. We should not base it on the fact that Doris is going to be absolutely ready and prepared every single time. I want to. We want to. I want to more than anything in this world. I want to. I want to base it on the fact that I'm going to be ready and prepared every single time. But we can't always bank it on something. We can't. In other words, I cannot put my trust in man. I cannot put it in trust in the flesh. But what we should be doing is inviting those that are in need. Not putting trust in those. We're not lifting up and exalting those.
No, come on.
That's not what we should be looking for.
No, it ain't.
I shouldn't be looking for Doris to be there.
No.
Although I do enjoy Doris being there.
Come on,
I hope you understand where I'm coming from. This was an interesting thing for me. I do enjoy Beth being here. But when somebody comes in that's in need, that's somebody that's blind to God's truth, somebody that needs God in a great way, I should be more concerned about that than some kind of I wonder why that somebody has a problem with me.
Come on.
Is it more important about something that some kind of conflict, or is it more important about when somebody comes in that needs something from God? We have to understand that we got to be able to realize that when we come in, that we've got to be able to prioritize.
Yes.
We got to be able to understand that some things are left outside the door and taken care of in our prayer closet.
Yes.
And there are some things that when we come in, that we got to be humble.
Yes.
We got to be brought low before God, and we got to work together.
Yes.
We got to be able to come in and just do God, what God would have us to do. We've got to be able to do everything that God would have us to do. We got to be able to do everything that God would have us to do. Because the blind will come in, those that don't know, and they're going to come in and be looking at us. They're going to come in and see exactly. In me. I want them to see a light that shines so bright that it draws them. I want them to see something in me. I want them to see me humble. I want them to see me crying out to God. I want them to see that in me. I want them to be drawn by my witness, Brent. And when one of them that sat at meat with them heard these things, he said unto them, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then he said unto him, a certain man which made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs to go see it. I pray that have me excused. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. And the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. We have such a wonderful opportunity, time in and time out, to come into God's house. We have the breath within us to be able to offer a sacrifice of praise. We have the hands and the feet to be able to rise and be able to worship God each and every time. And it is beyond me. It's beyond me. Why in the world that we cannot offer ourselves? And all that I know to tell you is that I'm going to go on and offer myself. And all that I know is that Satan has rocked God's people to sleep with all the excuses in the world. I've got my problems and my business to tend to, or I don't enjoy this one or that one. But I'm rebuking all of it. And each and every day I pray for this place. And I know that deliverance shall come. I know that deliverance shall come. Brother Joe, I know deliverance is coming. I know that deliverance is coming. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but I know deliverance is coming. I know that we have all of our problems, and I know that we grow weary, and I know that times are tough, and I know that times are growing hard, and I know that people look upon one another and wonder how we're going to make it, and we look upon one another and we think, why aren't you doing? And we look at each other and we think, what's gotten into you? Don't you know that times are just as hard for one another? And don't you know that we need encouragement, and we need edification, and we need that lifting up, and we need that love for one another. So I'm here to tell you, just to let you know, that if you think that the way that you feel is any different than the way that I feel, you're wrong. Discouragement hurts you just like it hurts me. That the sadness, Jason, that you feel in your heart is the same way that it hits me in my heart. That same whispering of you shouldn't do anything for God, that the way that it works on you is the same way that it works on me. But the same way that we come out of it when we call out on God is the same way. The same way that we pray to the Lord to find our way out of it is the same way. We have the same access to the same throne room. We have the same way out. And all you have to do is call out on God. Oh, it's the same way out, Danny. All we have to do is just believe. I don't ever want to lose out on that supper. I don't ever want to get so caught up with excuse that I miss out on that supper. I dined on it once and it delivered me from drug addiction. I dined on it another time and it changed me from being such a wretched person. I look at myself in the mirror now, and I'm not the same. I don't want people to ever think that they can't come in here and get help. But we're making so many excuses. We're not compelling anymore. Our witness isn't compelling anymore. I feel like that we have more excuses than we do reasons to compel anybody. I feel like that we have every excuse in the world and no reason to ask anybody to come. And I'll be honest with you, if I had to, I wouldn't want to ask anybody to come in half the shape that we're in anymore. We don't have any obedience, and everywhere that you go, nobody's getting saved, nobody's getting touched, everybody's sitting back, everybody's falling asleep. And I want to be able to say that I trust in my brethren. I want to be able to say that, and I'm looking for, I want to be able to say I trust in you. But God's looking for a people that's not afraid. He's looking for a people that'll step up to the challenge, that'll step up with their two-edged sword and their shield of faith and their and all the breastplate and the helmet, and not be afraid. I've got to gear up just like you have to gear up. And when we don't, it hurts. We're coming out of it. We're coming out of it. The more that we are obedient, we'll come out of it. The less that we are obedient, the more that we'll decline. It's black and white. It's just like night as is today. The more that you are obedient to God, the more that you will see the prosperity in your life. The more that you will see joy grow in your life. Because the more that you are in tune with God, the less that you are in tune with the enemy. Don't you know that? Don't you know that? The more that we are in tune with God, the less that we are listening to the taunts. The less that we are partaking in the taunts of the enemy. The less that we're listening to all that garbage. The less that we even think about that stuff. Discord is the beginnings of Satan. Negativity is the beginnings of Satan. But negativity is only derived from the actions of spoken words. The power of life and death is in the tongue. It also says to girdle the tongue. Okay? In other words, take control of what you say. Take control of what comes out of there. Just because you don't speak something out of your mouth does not mean that it's not already up here. And just because it's just a little bit of a thought about something that's negative does not mean that it's right. I've had to learn that. Oh yeah, Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just because we think that it's just a little one about somebody does not mean that it's fly with God. Oh, no. You got to let it go. God wants something without spot or blemish. A spot is something that's just... it's like those stains in the wash. The ones that you can't see until like a few days have went by. And then they show up. It's like, well, I think I can get away without washing and I'll just put it off to the side. And then they show up. You know what I mean? God sees us. He sees it. I don't know why God leads me this way. Lord, have mercy. God's looking for a people that's willing to step up. And I think that this is one of the places that's willing to do that. And I appreciate Doris for being willing. And I want to be one of the ones that does. I want to be one of the ones that comes ready. But I know I'm not the only one in here that's going to do it. The Lord's already showed me that. How many other hands was up? Was there any other? Come on, somebody show me another hand or two. I'm excited. I'm excited because I've been praying, begging God, calling out, Lord, send them. God, send help. Lord, lift up those that are here. God, help them with their trials. Lord, help them find a way to be able to make it through everything that it is that they're going through. And when I say that, I'm not just telling you that. It's not a lie. I'm telling you the truth. I see your faces when I'm praying. Every morning. JR, I see your face when I'm praying. Renee, I see you. I see those kids. I see your face. I see you when I'm praying. And I know that we're going to make it. Do you hear me? Danny, I see you and I see your family. Landon, I see you when I'm praying. I don't know if Ernest, I see all of them. I'm praying for Jennifer. I'm praying for her family. I'm so concerned. I wish I could get that out in a way that you all knew. I hope that you understand how much that I love all of you. And if I never got to ever preach here again, I'm okay with that. If the last thing I ever say, if I never ever came here ever again, I'm okay. I want you to know that I'll always be praying. Always love this place. Always be calling out because I want you all to be able to grow and feel. To feel what I feel in my heart. To know that if you laid your head down at night and you didn't rise tomorrow, that you know where you were going. Do you know? I do. Do you know? I do. And to know that if tomorrow, if you were threw out of your home, that you would know that you would make it. Do we have that kind of faith? I know. I do. I believe it. I'm faithful. I know that even if everything else in the world went wrong and they even threw us out of this building, I'm still faithful that we would make it as a church. I know that it's not going to be long, that God is going to work things for our good. But before we can even see anything work out here, don't you know that we've got to come together? God has measures that have to be taken. And God will provide the money. He will provide the manpower, but we have to come together. We've done it before. Satan doesn't want it to come to pass. That's all that it is. And it's just the little things. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. That's all that it is.
And if you think that I go throughout my week and I don't think about what I say, I beat myself up every day. When I'm done here, I beat myself up every day about what I get up here and do. I do. But I'm willing to do that and face the persecution because I love you. I'm willing to do it because I want us to grow. Nobody ever said that it was easy street to get up and preach God's Word. Nobody ever said it was easy to get up and look people in the eye and do it anyway, Danny. We got to get up and do it anyway. We got to get up and be bold and do it anyway. It's like riding a bike, man. The more that you do it, the better that you get at it. And the smoother the ride. And you'll be willing to journey out just a little further. You'll be willing to go out and go a little further. I know they're going to come, but we've got to be in shape to be ready to receive them. And it's just night as is today. Right? I don't want you to think I'm mad. I don't want you to think I'm coming down on you. But God wants us to be fit so that when they come in, they get help. That's it.